Well, aloha everybody. This is KP again. I did a video earlier today, but I felt there was just time to do a short verbal audio update. And you know, we just heard Kaulana Napua, famous of the children of Hawaii, and of course that can apply all around the world. Right now there's a lot going on, there are a lot of things happening, you know, there's a lot of you know, different items that are transpiring, and I really feel it's all for the benefit, this is all for the benefit of humanity, and it is all working for the benefit of all of us as we move along this path. So all I can say is that, you know, I'm very much aware of things happening that, that, you know, I might not always post about, I might not say anything about. However, there is, you know, a lot of times I'm really just kind of depending on everybody else. But everyone has to do their own kind of researching and digging and follow whatever they feel is theirs to follow. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, following your own sources. You know, we each have them. And, of course, I'm probably a somewhat of a source for some people. But I'm not going to do it all, and I cannot try to do it to be everything to everyone. There are a lot of communicators around the planet, and some are more out front than others, and some are more in the background. So there's quite a few things that are happening, and you know, all I can say is a lot is happening, and I'm going to have to say behind the scenes. It's really to me, it's very important right now to stay in, you know, in the light, and to stay in the light, you know, in sort of the light vibration, and I mean light vibration, light meaning not heavy. So it's one of those things that a lot of people, it's very easy to get involved with some of these dark reporters and those who just want to look at, oh God, this is going to happen, tsunami's going to come over here, and this is going to happen over here, and then of course, you know, a big dark star is going to hit the planet or something like that. You know, some of these things, you know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, there's a lot of I'll call them dark reporters. And, you know, there is even a person, I guess, called dark journalist. And I said, I don't know what the hell that means, but to me it just means, some of that means is like, you know, you only report what appears to be dark, and you only interpret it as being dark. So that is the way of some people. That's the way some people just really like to be, it seems. So I don't follow anyone like that. I don't follow people that like that. But there are a number of people that I do follow that I, you know, I just don't get involved with that kind of person. So, you know, that kind of thing is what, you know, I would have to surmise that it's likely that the deep state, you know, the deep state actors love that. So, you know, it basically promotes us, you know, puts us in a space where we can be controlled. So, you know, fear equals control, or fear equals controllable. You're controllable when one is in fear. So, you know, it's one of those things that again, it's just not really, absolutely not right for me, for myself. I'm very conscious of it. Most days I just work one moment at a time and don't get into the fearful part that some people seem to really enjoy. So, you know, we just kind of keep this thing going and keep doing what we're here to do. And that's kind of it for right now. So as we move forward here, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that are, it does appear that we, I don't know, there's a lot of signs that kind of indicate that we could possibly be close to some type of a changing point. And, you know, this has been pointed out you know, some people are calling it a tipping point. You know, if we're, you know, this thing called a tipping point may be near. And, you know, we've had, you know, Juan 07 mentioned that. You know, Simon Parks has been putting a couple things out. And he put out an update today. And you know, other things like that have been pointing to this thing called the tipping point. You know, we're like right at that point where one small item might sort of, whatever this means, push us over the edge into the new phase. Whatever that new phase might turn out to be. So, you know, all I can say is we're just going to keep moving along, moving forward, moving upward. I was just looking for some of the things that that I had posted the last week or so. You know, one of the things was you know, some of the things that were coming out, like Cliff High had one. I usually don't listen to him, but I did really enjoy this one, you know, Flux Smooth video that he had, where it's kind of like, how did we get here, you know, starting in the 50s, the 1950s or 47 to, and so, and farther along. Well, that was really good. The energies have been very intense, very intense energies, many times, and I know a lot of people have been many people that I know have been experiencing these things, and we're again moving into a new phase. We've got cosmic energies coming in, and I'm not really saying anything that probably most, you know, anybody does, you know, anybody knows, doesn't know, but it just feels like we're very close to some, you know, whatever's going to be coming out. And I don't really know, but continually, for myself at least, it's, you know, sort of continually, you know, preparing and for possible shutdown, shutdown of services, and shutdown of foods, things like that, et cetera, whatever that might be. I don't know what's going to happen with that, and it's possible none of that will happen. But I think the most important message here is to really just stay out of, you know. The main message I've been getting is to stay free from fear. stay free from fear. Stand courageously. Stand in courage. Courage. And know that we can all do this. We can all get through it. So it's obviously things are really happening. And I kind of sense that whether we're close or not to something like that, there's nothing wrong with doing that anyway. So, there's a couple things that I posted about that. And there's Bryce that was on Jean-Claude. By the way, I will mention one thing about that, was that I started watching one of the shows she recommended, which was Devs, D-E-V-S, which kind of is short for developers. But they're all kind of computer, really digital, geeky types. And it's kind of dark. Some of it's kind of dark. I've listened to there's only 8 episodes. I've listened to 6 of them. And then part of the 7th one, I knew I was getting to a point where probably someone was going to get knocked off. And I just said, I don't need to watch any more of this. But one thing I did get, is that this Devs, I would say my learning point was that, living as a digital, as an intellectual, thought only person is no fun at all. And it's like, it just seems so very empty, very, very empty. And, this guy was, I will say, he was kind of trying to recreate his daughter. And so I don't know what's going to happen at the end. I still have an episode and a half to listen to. I know somebody's probably going to get knocked off, and I don't like seeing that. When they show it for real, I don't like seeing that. It's kind of like one of those deals where I'm not a fan of that. Seeing that kind of stuff, I'm just not into that at all. But it was very fascinating. Some of it's very fascinating, but it's very, very dark. And I tell you what, I just don't need that right now. I don't want that right now. I don't feel that's mine to listen to. So, one of the things that was in that show, Jean-Claude Beyond Mystic, with Bryce, was that, the message was kind of staying true to one's path, to our own path and our own higher inner guidance. So that to me was very important. And that's where probably that was the main message I got from that show. And that's about it. So I don't have a whole lot more to go here. I'm not a news person, a broadcaster, but I can say that the energies have been extremely, extremely high, and it seems like it's very compressed, very compressed. I'm feeling a compression. I mentioned that in the video I did today, I made today, earlier. So, in any event, I'm going to stop it right here and hope everyone, I know all everyone is moving through this. All of us who are working for the planet, for the light, helping the light come to the planet, whatever role we're playing is what we're playing. It is important for us to be true to that. So for me, that's what I'm doing. And I feel I need to be here. I'm here right now. I'm here in the Midwest, and I will stay in the Midwest through this process, not knowing when that part is going to end. So we'll just kind of let it go with that. And we'll finish again with Kaulana Napua. And we say aloha, aloha, aloha to all. Aloha, aloha.